I want to talk with you today about a belief that many carry when a problem arises, that there is only one solution to this problem that seems inevitable, practical, and that we can think of. Often the problem is an emotional one rather than a physical one. But the idea that there's only one way to deal with it, one way that seems natural and inevitable to our consciousness, comes to us often very strongly and creates a rigidity in our thinking and feeling that leads us to repeat behaviors, thoughts, and feelings over and over again. You would think that we would get tired of repeating thoughts and feelings over and over again. But our consciousness doesn't permit us in these repetitions to be aware that there's another way of dealing with feelings and thoughts and problems. There is always another way. There is always another way. And the cloud that covers the light of our consciousness, the cloud that covers the light of our own inner being, prevents us from thinking with the deeper part of ourself, and so we think with our mind instead of thinking with our heart or with the deeper truth that we carry. There is always another way. In order to discover what this other way might be, this other way that might be an avenue of approach to all problems of every kind, we need to let go of thinking. We need to let go of believing that our thoughts, repeated over and over in the same direction, our worrying thoughts, our anxious thoughts, our preoccupied thoughts, can lead us to a solution to the problem at hand. We need to believe that there is another part of ourselves, a deeper part, that can, if we allow it space, bring to us a clarity of perception and a truth that we have not had access to before. This other part of ourself is our deeper being. We can also call it the truth of our soul. We can call it our deeper nature. We can call it our wisdom. Whatever we call it, it's not accessible through thinking repeated thoughts and trying to worry out a problem with our minds. It's accessible through our breath and through going into the truth of who we are as a place of rest. Paradoxically, most problems, in order to find a true solution, especially problems that have been present for a long time, require letting go of thinking, letting go of hurrying, and allowing something to come to us, allowing space to exist, allowing time to pass, not necessarily a lot of time, the time it takes to create an empty space. The time it takes to breathe, let go of thoughts, and be in the place of rest within ourselves. If this were simple to do, it would be something that all of us would already have learned to do. We would already be practicing resting within our deeper being. We would already know how to find it. But the habit of thinking through problems, the habit of relying on our rational mind and on repetitive, worrying, anxious thinking to try to solve problems is so strong that it covers over the possibility of there being another way. Nevertheless, we are learning individually and as a collective humanity today to find the other place within us that corresponds to our spiritual nature, our divine heritage, our true being, our deeper self. We are beginning to believe that it exists, And in that belief lies everything. In that belief lies a way of approaching life's problems with the hope that an answer that comes from a place of truth and light can come to us from our own inner being, from our own deeper self. This is something that must be trusted. This is something that we must seek, especially when the mind has become very active and we find ourselves with a lot of energy going into mental activity. Especially then, we need to learn how to let go. Let go of thinking altogether. Go into the quiet of our deeper self, believing that it's there, and believing that by letting go of all agendas, we will find a true solution or a truer solution to whatever problem is challenging us. There is a need to get quiet. There is a need to trust. There is a need to know that we are created by a divine source and implanted within us as part of our creation is a capacity for learning, for discerning, for activating, and for finding a way through, a way of light through whatever challenges we face, through whatever difficulties we face. It exists within us because of who we are, because we are creatures of God. We are of God's creation. We have our deeper self that is there as a source, as a well is there as a source, to bring forth answers to the questions that we pose or are posed for us. Letting go of thought can feel scary. It can feel frightening because it's the familiar way we have of feeling that we can manage to find an answer to questions that seem desperately in need of an answer. And so the idea of letting go of the thinking process as the way when it hasn't proven fruitful leaves us often with feeling that what we'll find by dropping that avenue is just empty space, emptiness, no answer, no solution. And that can create fear that what we'll find is helplessness, not truth, but helplessness. And so the trust needs to come to us that we could take a risk, not with full certainty, but with the possibility that something new could be tried, a way of letting go of control of fear through the mind and allowing something else to come forward that might not immediately present itself as an answer, but that would immediately present itself as an alternative. The place of rest, the place of depth, the place of quiet, the place of our inner wisdom. We need to come to that by letting go of the frantic place of exaggerated mental activity, which often includes exaggerated emotional activity that we've used to solve problems. This place of inner being is the authentic way that we're meant to live on the earth. From that place comes guidance, comes compassion, comes love, comes a sense of connection with all that is, a sense of connection with divine reality that is everywhere, in us and around us and in others. Divine reality that supports our life and that is meant to lead us through life in all its permutations, in all its ups and downs, to lead us as a light can be a beacon to lead people through a time of darkness or through a passage in which little can become clear. That light that exists in our deeper being is a beacon, and it shines itself when we call upon it to show the way to the truth we need to locate. This is the place to trust, to let go of the mind, and to trust the light of our being that contains the truth that we're looking for. The truth that we're looking for makes itself known as an answer to the question that we're asking. It contains all answers, and so there's no question that's too irrelevant or too small or too non-spiritual or too anything that can't be approached through the light of our own inner being. When you come to a problem again, for which you are using your mind to think through it, to worry over it, to feel anxious about, to get upset about, see if you're willing to take the risk of feeling momentarily helpless, or even for a few moments, of not knowing what will happen if you let go of thinking as the way. And look for another way. Look for a way of rest and waiting for the truth that you carry to present you with the knowingness of what to do or what to think or how to approach things that you're looking for. Courage and trust are the first steps in the letting go. And the second step is waiting. Waiting with trust, waiting with innocence, waiting with confidence and hope. Waiting for the light that is the beacon of your own soul to shine itself upon the question that you're asking. May this light of inner being become known to you and to all beings, for humanity is in deep need of the truth of their own inner being. Human beings are in deep need of the truth of their own inner being. Those who seek to create a way through conflict are in deep need of knowing that there's another way. When human beings can arrive at this place from which the truth of what is can be drawn, the world will find a way to create peace for itself, and individual beings will find a way to live in harmony with all the circumstances that life presents. May your own life be blessed, and may all challenges that you face find rest and an answer in your own inner being.